This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts here with Fantasy Pros, bringing you Players to Cut for Week 10. Now let's go ahead and dive right in with Players to Cut in deep leagues of 12 teams or more. First up, Cam Akers. The only reason we've been holding on to Cam Akers is that we knew the Rams wanted to trade him. But the trade deadline has come and gone, and Akers is still a Ram. It's tough to imagine that Akers returns to a lead back role. And from recent reports, it doesn't sound like Akers has any intention of playing for the Rams. And while it's possible things could get a bit more amicable between Akers and the Rams organization, I don't see any major changes that would make him worthy of a roster. Even in a best-case scenario where things are rectified and go back to the way that they were, Akers was RB57 in PPR weeks 1 through 5. There's just no reason to roster him. Hunter Renfrow. Hunter Renfrow was on my Players to Cut list last week, and it looks like he might be here for a while because as of the filming of this video, he is over 50% rostered in Yahoo leagues. But there's just no path to volume for Renfrow with Devontae Adams and Josh Jacobs leading the way. Eventually, Darren Waller will return, and Mac Hollins has asserted himself as the more productive receiver over Renfrow. The only scenario that could lead to Renfrow being a flex option is if Devontae Adams were to go down with an injury. Even then, the Raiders would likely lean heavily on the run. Renfrow has seen just 9 targets over the past 3 games. The opportunities are just too small to justify rostering him. The Raiders' upcoming schedule is no layup defensively. They face Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Denver, and Seattle, all defenses that have fared fairly well against wide receivers. There's no reason to roster Hunter Renfrow. Elijah Moore. Fantasy managers might have been holding on to Elijah Moore, hoping the Jets would cave and trade him, or hoping the Corey Davis injury would open up opportunities for Moore. Instead, Moore saw a 17% snap count with 1 target in Week 8. The Jets actually increased pass volume, allowing Zach Wilson to throw 41 attempts, and while his completion rate was abysmal, he did have 2 touchdowns with 355 yards. But the big beneficiary was Garrett Wilson, and the surprise beneficiary was Denzel Mims with 2 receptions for 76 yards. Now, maybe that's a good sign, long-term in Dynasty for Moore. If they allowed Mims to return from exile, perhaps Moore can too, but not anytime soon. The Jets' upcoming schedule is absolutely brutal, and Moore will be lucky to even get just a few targets. Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki is a bit predictable. He is a matchup-dependent tight end. Gesicki put up decent streaming options in Week 8 against Detroit, catching 3 of 4 targets for 38 yards and a touchdown. But this week he faces Chicago, who is a poor matchup for tight ends. And in Week 10, he faces Cleveland, who gives up only an average of 7 fantasy points to opposing tight ends. In Week 11, he has a bye week. I'd feel incredibly uncomfortable streaming him in either of those matchups with the floor so low. It's very possible you'll get just 1 fantasy point. It's just time to move on from Mike Gesicki. Hunter Henry. Welcome Hunter Henry back to the Players to Cut list. Hunter Henry is a frequent flyer here, and he's made his way back to the deep list. Henry had a brief two-week success in weeks 5 and 6 after a horrific start to the season. But Henry has come back down to reality. And while his upcoming matchup against Indianapolis is a plus matchup because the Colts have had some strange games against tight ends that include a random 2-touchdown game to OJ Howard, I just can't feel comfortable putting Hunter Henry into a starting lineup coming off 2 games with less than 5 fantasy points. Unless you are willing to gamble and start him this week, there is no real reason to roster him. Irv Smith Jr. I recorded this video on Wednesday, and as of the time of the recording, Irv Smith is still rostered in nearly 40% of Yahoo leagues. So that could change as of Thursday as more fantasy managers continue to drop him. But just in case, this is a friendly reminder, there is zero chance he will have any impact on your fantasy season. At best, his timeline to return would be the fantasy playoffs. And is there any reason, even in a tight end premium league, that you would feel comfortable playing him? TJ Hockenson is the guy moving forward for Minnesota. Even in the wildest scenario, there is no chance you play Smith moving forward. Moving on to players to cut in shallow leagues of 10 teams or less. First up, Russell Wilson. Are we really holding on to Russell Wilson through the bye week? I don't see any real reason to. Quarterbacks are slim right now, with some of the big-name quarterbacks underperforming, so I could see an argument for holding on to him. But halfway through the season, Wilson has thrown a total of 6 touchdowns with only 1 game of over 300 passing yards. He has exceeded 20 fantasy points in just 1 game this season. The only thing keeping Russell Wilson off the cut list in deep leagues is the upcoming schedule is juicy. After the bye week, he faces Tennessee, a team that has given up the 10th most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks, which is saying a lot because they have only faced one prolific quarterback. After that, he faces Las Vegas, a team that he scored more than 20 fantasy points on last time. So he has some fine streaming options moving forward, emphasis on streaming. He is not a permanent solution. So if you're in a good position and can afford to hold him for potential streaming options, you can go ahead and do it. But if not, and you need to win this week and have to make a move, cut Russ. Robert Woods. Robert Woods is a borderline player. He's right in between the players to cut in deep leagues versus shallow leagues. In deep leagues, there's likely no better option on waivers, so it's tough to upgrade. But his production has been incredibly underwhelming this season. Robert Woods is the wide receiver one for the Titans, a title that means legitimately nothing. The Titans have always been a run-first team, so it's not that we expected anything spectacular from Woods, but we did expect something. Woods has not caught more than 4 passes in a single game this season. His floor is 2 points and his ceiling is 13 points, and those are PPR statistics. This is Derrick Henry's team, and there's just no room for a pass catcher to be successful. And with the Titans' upcoming schedule of Kansas City, Denver, and Green Bay, there's absolutely no reason to deviate from that plan. They're just going to run the ball, Woods has no upside, and is a risky option not even worthy of a flex play. Latavius Murray. Full disclosure, Latavius Murray was on my waiver wire ad list prior to the Chase Edmonds trade. Murray's usage has been solid since his arrival in Denver. Yes, the backfield is split, but his role has been consistent and productive enough to be worthy of a roster. Murray had 14 carries for 46 yards and a touchdown last week, and has had 2 touchdowns since his arrival in Denver. I'm not willing to cut Murray in deep leagues because we need to see how all of this plays out. But Denver said their intention is to use Chase Edmonds as the third down back and have Melvin Gordon and Murray split the early down work. If that's true, the only value Gordon or Murray will have is goal line opportunities. You'll be at risk of 4 points or 10 points every single week from either back. The only upside to Murray is that Gordon does have a fumbling problem, and that makes him a constant risk, so Murray could take on sole early down work at any given point. But in shallow leagues, that's just not enough to justify rostering him. Michael Gallup. For right now, you can hold on to Michael Gallup in deep leagues, because if Noah Brown's foot injury lingers, that does open up opportunities for Michael Gallup. But in shallow leagues, feel free to cut him. The Cowboys are on their bye week, and Gallup's usage has still yet to exceed 10 fantasy points. Last week, with Brown out, Gallup caught 4 of 6 targets for 49 yards. And while that was definitely an improvement on his 0 fantasy point performance the prior week, it's just not enough to feel comfortable with him as a flex option. CeeDee Lamb is the first look in this offense. Dalton Schultz is getting his fair share as well. Plus, other tight ends are seeing targets. And the Cowboys are a top 10 team in rush yards and rush attempts. There's just not much space for Gallup.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.